Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiwachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Kings 19, the verses 19 to 21. 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burnt the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. My theme for reflection is embracing God's call with courage. Embracing God's call with courage. Change and transition can be daunting, but with God's help, we can face them bravely and powerfully. The story of Elijah and Elisha beautifully illustrates how we can respond to God's call with faith and obedience, even when we don't understand all the details. Elijah was a powerful prophet, known for his boldness and faith. When God called Elisha to succeed him, Elisha asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Remarkably, God granted this request, and Elisha went on to perform more recorded miracles than anyone else in the Bible, except for Jesus. What makes Elisha's story so inspiring is his humble beginnings. Elisha was an ordinary man, working as a plowboy when Elijah found him. Despite his ordinary life, God chose him for an extraordinary mission. Elisha's life reminds us that God often calls the most unlikely people to do his greatest work. In 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21, Elijah finds Elisha plowing a field. Without hesitation, Elisha leaves his work, saying goodbye to his family, and follows Elijah. This immediate obedience, without knowing all the details, is a powerful lesson for us. God doesn't always give us the full picture, but he calls us to trust him and take the next step in faith. Elisha's story is also a testament to the importance of letting go. When Elisha decided to follow Elijah, he slaughtered his oxen and burnt his plowing equipment. This radical act symbolized his total commitment to God's call and his refusal to turn back. Sometimes we too need to burn our plows, let go of our old ways, and fully commit to the new path God is leading us on. My dear friends, in our daily lives, we often find ourselves in monotonous routines that seem far from extraordinary. However, like Elisha, God calls us to be faithful in these small things. When we are diligent and obedient in the ordinary, God can use us for extraordinary purposes. We might not always understand his plan, but he asks us to trust and to follow him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the plows in your life that you need to let go of to fully embrace God's call? Number two, how can you practice immediate obedience to God's promptings even when you don't have all the details? Heavenly Father, thank you for the examples of faith and obedience we find in your word. Help us to trust you fully, even when we don't understand the details of your plan. Give us the courage to let go of anything that holds us back from following you completely. And may we be faithful in the little things and ready to embrace the extraordinary purposes you have for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.